Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm glad to be anywhere today. I took a little spill this weekend, and I broke my elbow bone. Any of you doctors out there that know what that means? I broke the elbow bone. I smacked down right exactly on the elbow on the concrete. And that's all it broke was the elbow bone. But now I'm having trouble getting into a doctor. They can't see me for several days. So, anyway, I got into the ER and I got a cast on, and it was my right arm, and I am very right-handed. So I am definitely at a disadvantage right now. You know, I've always got some kind of issue, don't I? Lots of things going on. Of course, Friday, and it happened while I think we were on the air. It happened earlier than expected. The memo came out. So I was going to ask your opinion on the memos that came out. 877-895-5410. I don't believe I've got it in here with me. I have it, but I don't think I've got it in here with me. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. And another thing was the Super Bowl. Did you watch the Super Bowl? I had a couple of things here regarding the Super Bowl. I kind of sort of watched it. My injury happened late Saturday, so I not feeling the best. But and I had some family in, so I even took a nap in the chair. That's kind of unusual for me. Not to take a nap, but to take a nap in the chair is unusual. We all wondered what they would do about the national anthem. Because, you know, the starting up of the Super Bowl is a big event. With the national anthem and some other things that take place, they had one artist sang America's Beautiful. And then they had a pop artist who had to pop the gum or the cough drop out of her mouth before she sang the national anthem. And I believe that she's called Pink. I don't know who she is. I wasn't overly impressed, but. She sang the national anthem, but what I was watching for was to see if the players stood in reverence for the national anthem. And they did. And they did. Super Bowl was down in viewing. The numbers were down. And there was also, I thought that was kind of telling because the numbers were down, but this year it was on one of the free networks, not the ones you have to pay for. So that was kind of interesting, don't you think? People are getting disgusted with the money. People are getting disgusted with the politics. If we go to a ball game, you don't want to think about politics. People are just getting put out with it. But they did stand. And the majority of them, as I watched, and they put the cameras on them for a brief time anyway, had their right arms over their heart. But some of them had it tucked up in the collar instead of over the heart. And I don't know if that was some kind of a message or if that was just them. But there were several of them that did it that way. So maybe they don't know where their heart is and they just stuck it in the collar. I don't know. We had a World War II vet that was there. And he tossed the coin at the beginning. And this World War II vet is he's a Marine vet. I think I said on the other show that I wasn't positive he was a Marine, but he was a Marine. But the reason I said that is because the end of this article says he was watching the other Marines. He was a Marine, is a Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine. I know, I'm sorry. A Marine veteran and a Medal of Honor recipient, and his name was Woody Williams. How many of you watched the Super Bowl and saw this gentleman? I missed this part. Like I said, I didn't watch it intently. But Woody Williams, he appeared in millions of homes, World War II vet. I think he was 93 years old, is 93 years old, and he tossed the coin. But he was one of them, fighting against the Japanese forces in World War II at the Battle of Iwo Jima. And he displayed extreme heroism, heroic behavior, they called it. Covered only by four riflemen, he fought desperately for 4 hours under terrific enemy small-arms fire and repeatedly returned to his own lines to prepare demolition charges and obtain serviced flamethrowers, struggling back frequently to the rear of hostile emplacements to wipe out one position after another. On one occasion, he daringly mounted a pillbox to insert the nozzle of his flamethrower through the air vent, killing the occupants and silencing the gun. On another, he grimly charged enemy riflemen who attempted to stop him with bayonets and destroyed them with a burst of flame from his weapon. A little MacGyver going on there, don't you think? His unyielding determination and extraordinary heroism in the face of ruthless enemy resistance were directly instrumental in neutralizing one of the most fanatically defended Japanese strong points encountered by his regiment and aided vitally to the enabling his company to reach its objective. I was about 1,000 yards or so from Mount Suribachi. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Actually, I'm sure I'm not. And the first thing I noticed was some of the Marines around me. They were jumping up and down and yelling and saying something about a flag and firing the weapons into the air. I had no idea what was going on until I saw the flag. And, of course, I began doing the same thing they were doing because we were celebrating. And that's how William told his story of Iwo Jima. Very few of this generation is left. And they deserve every bit of respect. I know there's many of us that are concerned about all the wars this nation has been in. But the men and women who hear that call, they deserve respect. This man is a hero. He's 93 years old. And if you can't stand for the national anthem, put your hand over your heart, shame on you. Shame on you. So that was a highlight of the Super Bowl. I didn't care too much for the halftime. I only saw a few of the commercials. Some of them were funny. Tide was kind of funny. But I didn't really, I wasn't really honed in. But it was a good game. It was a close game. They kept you teeter-tottering as to who was going to win it. And, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles won. And it's the first time they've won a Super Bowl. And we want to believe Super Bowl is All-American, but I'm going to tell you what. The old average forgotten American can't even afford to go to a Super Bowl or a football game much these days. It's not the pastime it used to be. That and baseball and all these big athletics, they've become big business, big corporations, and you'd think the NFL would stop playing politics since they're losing money doing that. That was the least watched, maybe not the least watched in its entirety, but it went down in its viewing this year of the Super Bowl. I think people are just sick and tired of them. Just sick and tired of them. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have some other news to bring you. Did you get the memo and read the memo? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm a little slow to answer. I'm dealing with one arm, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm complaining in the producer's ears about how difficult. I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be to put on my headphones. And I'm so right-handed. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. I should have practiced with my left hand. I had somebody tell me that just recently. Maybe that was an omen. But trying to work the mouse with my left hand last night, I was getting so frustrated. It was like it was spastic. It was going all over the place on my computer. And I finally just gave up and went to bed early, which is really unusual for me. But I realized I have a right-handed mouse. So I guess while I'm left-handed, I'm going to have to get a left-handed mouse. Or I'm going to have to work with my brain a little bit better. I have a little something here. Now, the question was regarding the memo. Did you get the memo? And there's been a lot of talk. That was pretty much all the news all weekend. Now, I didn't watch news all weekend. I do try to take a little break from it. I worked here Friday night until about 9:15, 9:20, something like that in the evening. And then I went home, and I was spent. I don't know how else to put it. I was just spent. I'd sat in that chair pretty much all day and all night trying to get a project done that I didn't end up getting finished after all. So I guess all that time was wasted. And I'm thinking now, how am I going to do that project without my right arm? But most of the news was about the memo the memo. And the Democrats are mad about the memo, and the FBI wants to put out their own memo, and it just goes on and on and on. And they want to bring on a new investigation or a new council or a new committee. That's what it's called, committee. I'm kind of sick and tired of it. I want to see somebody arrested. I seriously do. I think we have enough evidence to get some people arrested and put a stop to this stuff. Well, in the meantime, while D.C. occupiers are occupying offices and cutting deals and appointing committees to investigate something, the United Nations takes aim at your ammo. It says here that and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, that the United Nations will have a busy year in 2018 on the firearms front. Now, you know, they really hate your Second Amendment. You know that. And that's really, that Second Amendment is what sets us aside, apart from most other countries. And it wasn't for hunting. It wasn't even put in there because you needed to protect yourself against the bad guy robbers. It was that kind of memo was put there to protect yourself from a tyrannical government, which our founding fathers had experienced. And if you remember, one of the very first things they did, the king, was to blow up the ammo sheds, the storage buildings that were holding the gunpowder and the ammo. They blew them up. They didn't go in and take the guns. They took the ammo. Well, it says here, when it comes to the UN and guns, the best form of action is always inaction. What gives the UN the right or any authority over your ammo or your guns? It's time the U.S. stopped funding the U.N., period. It says, worse, manufacturers and importers at this year's SHOT Show, most of you who are good with your guns are really into that. You understand what that is. That's the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. It's organized by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Trade Association for the Firearms Industry, which ran from January 23rd to 26th, which just happened, believe they're starting to see the results of past UN anti-gun efforts. Bottom line, there are more problems for U.S. gun importers while China gets a free pass on a critical issue. What do you think's up with that, huh? Why does China always get the free pass and the U.S. has to pay? It's that way with when they were complaining about climate change. That's the way it was going then. Why is that? Well, let's go on with the article. I won't read the entire thing to you, but we're going to go on with it just a little bit. It says the first headline event for the UN in 2018 will be in June. That's coming up. In a review conference of a program of action to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all its aspects. The program is usually and mercifully known as the POA. Then in August will come the annual Conference of State Parties to the Armed Trades Committee, the 2013 ATT, which nominally requires nations to impose new controls on international shipments of arms. The POA, as even its defenders concede, is useless. But a review conference offers opportunities for the mischief. At the normal POA meeting, nations merely report on their implementation of the program. But at a review conference, nations can try to supplement it. The biannual report of the UN Secretary General on Small Arms and Light Weapons issued in December leaves little doubt about activists' priorities for 2018. To have the ammunition included in the POA, even though ammunition already has its own instrument, the Harmless International Ammunition Technical Guidelines. This goes on and on. It's 3 pages long, telling you what the UN is trying to do with their programs. They want you to be safer. They don't want you to be shooting one another. They want you to be safer. Our founding fathers implemented the Second Amendment and said it shall not be infringed, and I think that meant by outsiders as well as insiders. Who are they to tell the American people how much ammo they can store or have, or what type of guns they can have? How dare they? Kind of like our Democrat Party. And when you see all the corruption going on in D.C., is it any wonder as to why they want to disarm the American people? Oh, they should be afraid. I'm not calling for you to go shoot anybody. Don't take that way. But they should be afraid. And that's why you have a Second Amendment. We need to stop funding those who work against our Constitution and our rights here in the United States of America. If you think there's any real substance to them wanting to make you safe, you are very, very naive. Very. And if you think the taking away of the guns is going to eliminate the bad guys, you're even more naive. Most of the bad guys, even now, got their guns illegally anyway. And the guy that shot up Las Vegas, apparently his was legal. Apparently. And look how we have found out nothing about that massacre. Who's withholding that information? Was it really a terrorist attack? There was more than one involved, do you think? And there's lots of money involved in Las Vegas. So somebody's paying to keep things quiet. And the American people, once again, are in the dark. But we'll be told that it's a weapon that did it. It's the weapons that did it. The mismanagement in this nation over money, over rights, over constitution, it's just gone beyond reason. I mean, it is. Look at our debt. We're nearly $21 trillion in debt. And McCain's come out with another idea to spend more money. Guess who he's going to try and help? Not the American citizens. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And little one-armed Beth will be right back. A trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have a story here. A story. it's coming from Newsmax. And it's about Senator John McCain, and he's a Republican, so to speak, from Arizona. And Chris Coons, who's a Democrat from Delaware. They're introducing together, and they're calling it bipartisan citizenship plan on Monday, today, for young immigrants known as the Dreamers, in order to reach a budget deal before funding for the federal government runs out this Friday. Once again, we're on this deadline. You've got to push something through. The proposal, though, doesn't include funding for a wall along the U.S. border, which is what President Donald Trump has asked for. May I add, so have the American people. But that matters little to John McCain or Chris Coons. If John McCain is an obstructionist against the President of the United States, It's time we end the gridlock so we can quickly move on to completing a long-term budget agreement that provides our men and women in uniform the support they deserve. Okay. So he's talking about he's doing this for the Dreamers so that we can get on with the budget for the soldiers, for the military. Really? Really, is that what you're doing, John? If you believe that. I've got some lake acreage in the desert I'll sell to you. While reaching a deal cannot come soon enough for America's service members, the current political reality demands bipartisan cooperation to address the impending expiration of the DACA program and secure the southern border. DACA, which is the Deferred Action for Children Arrival Program, allowed people who illegally came into the United States as children with their parents to stay if they met certain criteria. Now, let me get this straight. Their parents are illegal, and they're in here illegal, but they're allowed to stay because their parents did something illegal because they didn't do it. Their parents did it. But the whole family's here. You got that? Let's just stop looking at these little kids, because it's not about these little kids. Trump, it says, ended DACA in September. Well, not really. DACA ended. It had a deadline. And he wasn't going to expand it. But he did expand it. He put it in the hands of Congress. He gave them till September. He gave them 6 extra months. And what have they done? Nothing. Nothing. Well, this bill would give Dreamers who have lived in the U.S. since December 31st of 2013... legal status and a path to citizenship. Okay, why weren't they doing this before? Why do we need a new bill? The measure is similar to legislation in the House from the Representatives Will Hurd, a Republican from Texas, and Pete Aguilar, a Democrat from California. You know, that's the sanctuary state. The proposal, are you ready for this one? Would also order a study, to figure out what border security measures are needed and provide a $110 million annual grant to Homeland Security for 5 years to improve coordination between Border Patrol agents and state and local law enforcement officials, according to WSJ. And clear the buildup in the immigration court system. Are you buying that story? That Jabberwocky from McCain and Coons? Are you buying that? We need $110 million to give the national security grants so they can talk these two guys into cooperating, you know, the borders and the state. Are they seriously messing with the American people? You bet they are. $110 million. I didn't see anything in there for the military other than if we get this passed, we'll okay the budget. And we won't continue to hold the military hostage anymore. They're holding you hostage. They're holding your money hostage. And then they give it away. They're careless, reckless, and negligent. And greedy to the hilt. John McCain is not a hero to America today. Well, here's one for you. Are you from Michigan up there? Are you listening to me in Michigan? Michigan approves $360 weekly for unemployment. to a German Shepherd. Yep, to a German Shepherd. A Michigan dog owner was surprised to find out that the state approved his German Shepherd for weekly unemployment benefits. $350, $360 a week is pretty big for unemployment. I was on unemployment once and I didn't get that much. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency sent, maybe Michigan gives more than Missouri, sent a letter to lawyer Michael Haddock saying that a Michael Ryder was approved to receive $360 a week in unemployment. This is reported by ABC News. And the Daily Caller is also a news foundation. The only problem is that Ryder is Haddock's German Shepherd. The letter claimed that Michael Ryder worked at a restaurant chain in Detroit. I'm not sure what he's going to do with the money, Haddock said. Well, Haddock contacted the unemployment agency and the restaurant to take care of the mistake. A state investigator with the unemployment agency said while Haddock received an initial claim, the system eventually flagged the claim as suspicious. Unfortunately, Michael Ryder's claim will not be allowed. I know firsthand it is rare for man's best friend to contribute financially to the household, and that will continue in his instance. Tim Kohler, a state administrator of investigations and the unemployment. So his dog was approved, and he was the one who needed it, and he's not approved. It's important to note that no money was paid out. Talent Investment Agency spokesman Chris DeWitt said, criminals get a hold of people's personal information like name, address, and Social Security numbers and file false claims, and this is a crime. So it is a crime. It's a little confusing to me. The dog was approved. Usually it's harder for us to get approved. I know it was tough for me. I know it was tough when my husband was off work. You know, you got to jump through all kinds of hoops just to gain something that your employee paid into it. Your employer, I mean, paid into it. Well, the memo came out, and everyone was talking about the memo. Big deal. Big news. Will anything happen? Will anybody be held responsible for their actions, for their lies, for their deceit against the American people? And yes, it is against the American people. From the top of these bureaucratic organizations, and even in the White House it was, and the DNC. And they're upset about it, the FBI and the DNC, they're upset. And they want their own memo out. Oh, Lordy, not another memo. 877-895-5410. How much can we take, people? How much are we willing to take? 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do.
Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Okay, I didn't want to talk a full hour about the memo, but we will talk about the memo now. I have an article here from the Daily Signal. The memo was quite telling, but it wasn't anything that we hadn't heard already reported. Rumors and things. If you watch Sean Hannity and, what's the woman's name on there? Sanders, is it? That works with, she's an investigator, and so she has been investigating a lot of this. And so she knew a lot of what was going on, her and some of the others there with the Hill. You know, if it wasn't for certain organizations and foundations, we wouldn't know squat. And Hannity's been all over this, but he misses other things. You know? They barely cover the fires, and they don't get into the why of the fires. They barely cover the mudslides, and they don't get into the whys of the mudslides. And they barely cover things that happened, like with Hammond and Bundy. No one covered the Hages except for some of the alternative radio, like Derry Brownfield, when I worked for him, the Derry Brownfield show. You didn't hear anybody else talk about it, and they sure didn't talk truth about land ownership and the rights to grazing. No, they made these guys act like they were out to be the bad guys. But there, in those areas, it is bureaucracy that has gone amok, that is the deep state, the BLM, the EPA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Forest Service,
Yeah. The land grabbers. The controllers of the people. So the memo, it says here, the GOP raises serious questions about FBI Justice Department. Now, the GOP is the one heading this, because they're the ones in charge. But if you think that the Republican Party hasn't been dirty along the way, well, you have to remember Watergate. But Watergate is nothing compared to what this has been. Nothing. And it's certainly not the first time the FBI has been dirty. And we're not talking about the guys out there with the, you know, boots on the ground. We're talking about the heads, those in charge, that are corrupt, that play politics. You know, they're kind of appointed, not hired. So what do you expect them to do? Formerly secret memo released Friday by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee raises serious questions about the judgment and the actions at a handful of current and former senior officials at the FBI and the Justice Department. You know, the Justice Department that's supposed to be working for you and me to make things are just and good in this United States of America. Those officials were seeking permission to surveil an American citizen, Carter Page, who had been an advisor on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. He wasn't even president yet. He was a citizen. A key question in their dealings with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to gain permission to surveil Page, did the FBI and Justice Department fail in their duty of candor to the judges? Well, yeah, they did. It all goes back to this dossier, and I'm saying this, I'm trying not to read this verbatim to you. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, FISA, set up a secret court that reviews all applications made by the FBI, Justice Department, and other federal intelligence agencies seeking classified warrants that allow them to engage in electronic surveillance. Now, we talked last Friday about Rand Paul and why on earth he ever went on Colbert's show, I don't know. And, of course, he's against this FISA. That explains why it is important to have FISA. And it's supposed to be set up so that what happened didn't happen. Here. Was they set it up and they framed it. With the dossier that had information on it that was wrong, and they knew it was. They knew it was lying. But that's all they had. And without the dossier, it is said, but in the memo, they would have never gone for the FISA. So was the judge deceived in such a way, or was the judge a part of it? Interesting. The court's job is to make sure that the applications meet the strict legal standards of the FISA statute. The law requires the government to provide a statement of facts and circumstances relied upon to justify the government's belief that the target is an agent of a foreign power. They have to provide a statement of facts. The dossier was a statement of lies. The Democrats and the FBI are livid over the release of this memo. Now, there are Democrats on this intelligence committee, and they voted against, but they got outnumbered, the release of it. Why do you think they don't want it released? Why wouldn't, I mean, he knows. He's on the intel committee, so he knows. He certainly knows it's not a lie. The memo. It's based on facts. The dossier was not based on facts. Now, they're claiming it didn't have all the facts. Oh, my. I'll tell you what, if you start following it all, it'll just make you dizzy and you'll fall down and break your elbow. Okay, that's not really why I fell down and broke my elbow. But, you know, the American people need to be livid that this can happen in the United States of America, where we are supposed to be free and independent people, where we are supposed to be a republic, even though those elected people keep calling us a democracy, which is mob rule. And since the deep state and the bureaucracy and the D.C. occupiers are a pretty big mob, they seem to be ruling. And, you know, they're struggling over who's in charge up there, because that matters to them. Oh, man. It hasn't made a whole lot of difference to us, though, hasn't it? Kennedy slapped me if he knew I said that, but I get just as angry with the Republicans, and I think he does, too. Keep it on speed dial. Put it in your cell phone. I'm going to do that. I keep telling you to do that, and I haven't. I'm going to do that if I didn't already. I can't remember. I don't think I did. Keep it close to hand. It is your weapon. It is your First Amendment. And it's going to take us, we the people, the Republic, we're the only ones that can bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.